brothers and sisters, let's turn to the New Testament, 1 Peter.
弟兄姊妹们，我们请翻开新约圣经彼得前书。
Chapter 2,
第二章,
verse 18.
第二,十八节.
So we're going to read from verse 18 through the end of this chapter.
我们从第十八节开始念到二十五节.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 18. Servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable.
第十八节，你们做仆人的，凡事要存敬畏的心，顺服主人，不但顺服那善良温和的，就是那乖僻的也要顺服。
For this finds favor, if for sake of conscience toward God, a person bears up under sorrows when suffering unjustly.
倘若人为叫良心对得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。
For what glory is there if when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience? But if when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God.
你们若因犯罪受责打能忍耐有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因行善受苦能忍耐这在神看是可喜爱的。
For you have been called for this purpose. For Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps.
你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
Who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth.
他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。
And while being reviled, he did not revile in return.While suffering, he utters no threats, but keep entrusting himself to him who judges righteously.
他被骂不还口，说话也不是威吓的话，只将自己交托了按公义审判的主，审判人的主。
And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds.You were healed.
他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
For you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls.
你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
Let's bow, have a word of prayer.
我们再低头一点祷告。
Father, with great gratitude in our heart, we come to you in the name of Lord Jesus.
父啊，我们怀着感恩的心，奉主耶稣基督的名来到你的面前。
We want to offer our thanksgiving and praises from the bottom of our heart.
我们从我们的内心深处发出感谢和赞美。
Because you have done a great salvation for us in your Son.
因为你借着你的儿子为我们成就了何等大的救恩。
So that today, through the grace in his resurrection, you call us.To be together in His name.
所以今天早晨借着那复活的大能，你把我们召聚在你的面前聚集。
Father God, we see how you desire to bless us today with your Son.
我们实在看到你何等愿意借着你的儿子来大大的祝福我。
So we pray that you open our eyes and open our ears so we can truly see the Lord, His beauty and virtue.
So, 为此我们真是愿意我们来求你是给我们开启我们的心和耳朵让我们实在看到我们的主是何等的美丽
and hear his living voice in our heart
能够在我们的心中听到他那亲切的声音
Father we look to you for your anointing for your blessing for your word
父啊我们是在仰望你给我们的祝福给我们的膏油给我们的话语
May we all be baptized in the Holy Spirit, and so that we are enabled to receive your word with power.
所以我们都能够浸在一个圣灵的膏抹之下，能够完全的接受你的话语。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样祷告是奉我们主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Today I'd like to share with you the still subject of taking up your cross to follow the Lord.
今天我仍然想跟大家一同的继续来分享怎么样背起十字架来跟随主。
Last time that when we shared, we looked through the Bible, the three pictures of this lesson God wants us to learn.
上次我们讲到神在圣经里面要给我们三幅图画来看这件事情。
We see how important is the lesson of cross to Christian life.
我们看到背起十字架这个功课对于一个基督徒的生活是何等的重要。
It is not from the worldly ethical standpoint.
这不是从世间的从世俗的眼光来看这件事。
It is from God's thoughts, God's way.
乃是从神的眼光神的思想来。
It is his thought and his ways are above our ways and our thoughts.
因为他的意念他的道路高过我们的道路我们的意念。
So last time we saw in the very beginning of the Bible in the Exodus.
我们上一次看到在出埃及记的一开始的时候
Right after God saved his people Israel from the power of Pharaoh
当神刚刚把他的以色列民从法老的手权下带出来的时候
And all the soldiers they chased after the God's people were all drowned in the Red Sea
所有的要来追赶以色列民的那个埃及士兵全部被淹死在红海里。
That tells us today their salvation experience.
那这乃是告诉我们今天我们救恩的那个经历而已。
They are saved from the power of darkness.
因为我们乃是从那个黑暗的权势下被拯救出来。
Immediately, what happened is that Moses, God left them.In the wilderness, in the desert, for 3 days without finding water.
紧急下来的一件事情就是摩西带领以色列人进到旷野，三天找不到水喝。
And finally, they found a place called Marah. They found water.
最后他们来到一个地方叫做马拉，他们发现了那个泉源。
How excited they were!
他们是何等的激动。
But and then they discovered another thing.
但是他们却发现另外一件事情。
That They found the water was bitter. They cannot drink it.
这个水竟然是苦的，没办法喝。
So we see that the man's extreme condition, they are tested.
所以我们现在看到人已经被带到极限，他们被试验。
Because a person cannot survive without water in 3 days.
因为我们都知道，人如果没有水喝的话，是不可能存活三天的。
So the extreme limit of a person without water is 3 days.
所以一个人的极限就是三天不喝水还可以勉强存活。
So we need to pause here and consider why God led Israel to go through this pain and suffering.
那么在这儿我们就要来思考，究竟为什么神要让以色列人来经历这样的苦难呢？
Why the first experience that God gave them after they were saved from the power of Pharaoh?Is the way of this extremely difficult condition.
为什么神当把用大能把他们从埃及里边带出来，得到这么大的救赎的时候，第一件事情他们要进入的就是被带到这一个人的极限的里面。
Remember that the people of Israel at that time they have young men, they have old grandparents, they have young toddlers, they have also infant babies.
要知道在那些被救赎的以色列人中他们有年长的年纪大的有年纪幼小的孩子在中间
They all go through this suffering pain together
他们一同的进到这个苦难这个试验的里面
It's not just without water for 3 days in this air conditioning this nice cool place
要知道并不是说三天不喝水是在一个很清凉的地方就像今天这个空调的房间里边那样的安息休息一样
They are in the desert
他们乃是在那个旷野荒野的里面
Suffer the heat from the day
那个时候那个太阳的热照在他们身上
So we need to ask this question
所以在这中我们要需要来问一个问题。
How important is this lesson to us that I wanted to learn?
这个神给他们这种功课究竟有何等，究竟是怎么样重要呢？
And God told them a very important lesson that is only through the tree that they throw into the water, can they remove the bitterness in the water.
神乃是要借着他们即将要把一个树扔在这个苦水里面而让他们领会到一件事。
That tree in the Bible is the cross.
那么这个树所预表的就是圣经里面所说的十字架。
The passage we read in the 1 Peter 24 is that
我们刚才所念的彼得前书第二章十八节。
The first part is that he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross.
二十四节他说他被挂在木头上亲身担当了我们的罪。
So here, Chinese version correctly translated the tree. Here English supposed to be also a tree.
那么这儿中文的翻译是对的，它被挂在木头上，是木头上，就是好像是一个树一样。
It is a tree that is in the Exodus that place.
就相当于我们所看到刚才所讲的那个在出埃及记里面那个故事，把一个树扔在水里。
So God's telling us only through the cross we can heal the bitterness in our hearts.
也就是说，唯有借着这个树。这个十字架才能够使我们心中的那个苦毒给除去。
So I don't think at that time, no matter how gentle you are, after 3 days without water, going under this hot summer or desert, that even though you are very gentle in your nature, you're going to have the bitterness in your heart.
可以想象在那样的大太阳的旷野的下面暴晒，三天没有水喝。任何一个再温柔的人在那种情况下他也会有心中有苦毒产生。
And God tells us that only through the cross we can root out the bitterness in our heart.
神实在要告诉我们唯有借着十字架才能使我们心中的苦毒被完全除去。
And book of Hebrew tells us the bitterness comes from unbelief.
那么希伯来书告诉我们这个苦毒来自于人的不信。
Eventually, if you suffer bitterness today,
如果你现在今天你的心目中仍然有苦毒的话
For whatever reason
不管是什么原因
Maybe later we discuss in detail those conditions create the bitterness in our heart
我们待会儿还会继续的详细的来看是什么样的事情可以引发我们心中的那种苦毒
Bible tells us that that's caused by unbelief
圣经告诉我们一句很简单的话就是因为我们的不信
The evil heart
就是我们的苦毒的恶毒的心。
So that's the lesson God wants everyone to learn.
这乃是神要让我们每一个人来学的功课。
From grandparents, young men, children, toddler.
无论是你是祖父也好，是青少年也好，还是刚刚学会走路的也好。
They all experience the same.
我们必须同样来经历这个事情。
And second picture we saw last time.
那么第二个图画我们上次所提到的呢。
It was a picture of love.
乃是讲到爱的一幅图画。
It tells us that Jesus says, if anyone wishes to follow me,
主耶稣在那告诉我们，如果我们有一愿意想要来跟随他的话，
he must deny himself and take up his cross, follow me daily.
就必须要否定自己，背起十字架，天天的来跟随他。
So he says, if anyone wishes to follow me,
他在那讲到说，如果有人愿意跟随我的话，
Lord Jesus did not force us to follow him.
因为神实在不愿意强迫我们去跟从他。
Because this is out of his love.
因为这乃是从爱里面来吸引我们。
We all should follow the Lord.
按理来说，我们每一个人都应该跟随他才对。
Every Christian should follow the Lord to become disciple.
每一个基督徒都有责任要来跟随主成为他的门徒。
But that's also our duty.
那乃是我们的责任。
That's not the purpose.
这是我们被拯救的目的。
But God still calls us through his love. He said, anyone wishes to follow me.
尽管如此神还是要从他的爱中来吸引来呼召我们来跟从他。
We see the perfect picture of that from the life of Peter.
我们乃是借着彼得的一生这幅图画来看到这一点的。
After Jesus suffered and died on the cross,
当主耶稣在十字架上忍受苦难死了以后
And after she was buried, and after she was resurrected in 3 days.
被埋葬, 然后3天以后复活。
And one of those days when Jesus appeared to his disciples.
那么有一天, 主耶稣就向他的门徒显现。
And they were fishing, and they couldn't find any fish. And so in the morning, I think people fish. They like to fish in the night for some, whatever reason. So until at the dawn, they couldn't catch any fish.
那么那个事情发生是在一天早晨。 当这些门徒们在海上打鱼，因为海上打鱼的时候常常是在晚上做，他们打了一天晚上，直到天亮还没有打到任何东西。
Lord Jesus prepared breakfast for them on the shore.
主在那个时候就为他们准备了早餐。
And Lord Jesus called them.
然后主就招呼他们。
And John noticed that this is the Lord.
约翰首先看到，他说这就是主啊。
And you remember that the disciples went on shore and ate the breakfast.
那么那个时候门徒们就赶快上岸来吃主为他们预备的早餐。
And then Lord Jesus turned to Peter.
然后主耶稣就对彼得说,
Peter,
彼得,
do you love me more than all these things?
你爱我胜过你刚才所吃的这些东西吗?
And Lord Jesus asked him 3 times.
主耶稣问了他三次,
do you love me more than this?
你爱我胜过这些吗?
Do you love me more than this?
你爱我胜过这些吗?
So Lord Jesus encouraged, challenged his love to the Lord.
主耶稣乃是要来挑战他对着主,彼得对着主的那个爱。
And then Lord Jesus taught him that how he's going to die for the Lord.
然后主就告诉彼得他将要怎么死。
God revealed to him his way. Peter's way on earth for the Lord is the way of the cross.
神乃是告诉彼得他在地上要走的跟随主所走的道路乃是十字架的道路。
He says when you're young, you gird yourself and go wherever you want.
因为你年轻的时候主这样说你可以系上你的腰带任意往来。
But when you're older,
但是你年老以后,
you'll stretch your hand,
你会把你的手撑出去,
and others will gird you.
别人会把你捆起来,
and take you to where you do not want to go.
要把你带到你自己不愿意去的地方。
And Lord Jesus spoke this to show him that how he's going to die a martyr death to glorify the Lord.
主这样对他说, 乃是要告诉他将来他是怎么样, 为主而死, 要荣耀神的事。
So we saw these 2 pictures of the cross.
所以我们 看到了这样为着是定十字架的两幅图画。
And we're going to see the 3rd picture that is in today's text.
那么今天我们要借着今天所读的福音读的那个圣经来看第三幅图画。
It helps us to learn this lesson daily.
让我们来学习每天怎么样来做。
Because it's about the servants, and God asks us to be submissive to your masters with all respect.
这乃是讲到做仆人的要怎么样来顺服自己的主人在各个方面都是如此。
Well, we said that good, some masters are very gentle, very good, better than our friends, so that's not a problem.
当然我们会这样想,如果我们的主人是一个非常温善温和的人,比我们的朋友还好的话,那么这件事情做起来应该不难。
But God says, not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable.
但是主是怎么说的呢? 不但是顺服那善良温和的,就是那乖僻的也要顺服。
The first thing we'd like to look at this verse is the servants.
首先我们要来看第一点,就是关于这个仆人的事。
Actually, we are all servants in God's eyes.
事实上说来, 在神的眼里面, 我们每一个人都是仆人。
Our brother shared in his message how to serve the Lord, the 3 words the Lord, the New Testament used to describe the servant.
我们弟兄曾在他的信息里面这样分享到, 在3个方面来看一个作为仆人在新约里面怎样服侍神。
And God uses 3 different Greek words.
主神乃是用了3个希腊的原文字。
And this one is the 4th one.
这个字乃是第三个字,这第四个字。
Yeah, the new one.
Oh, the new one.
Yeah. So this one is called household servant.
这个字，这个仆人这个字在这儿乃是讲到一个家里边的仆人。
So you have a master in your house.
也就是说，在这个家里边有一个主人。
And you serve him.
你服侍他。
So the Paul used the same word in the Romans.
那么保罗在罗马书也同样用到这个字。
He says, "Who are you to judge a servant of another?"
他来讲说，你是谁，竟然去论断别人的仆人呢？
So this word symbolizes that we have a master before us.
这个字就来表示说，我们每一个人都有自己的主。
And we need to be accountable to our master.
我们必须要对他负我们的主人负责。
One day, you know, the friends and some brothers and sisters as well, we talk about, and even with my wife, we talk about how we're going to do after we retire.
我们曾经给一些弟兄姊妹还有跟我的太太都讲到我们退休以后我们要怎么样做。
I remember once maybe we're talking with my wife and how we're going to, you know, to plan for retirement, where we want to go, you know, to enjoy the retirement.
有一次我记得跟我的太太讲到我们当退休以后我们要怎么样来过一个很幸福的退休生活到什么什么地方去享受。
You know, this kind of conversation gets you very excited.
每谈到这样的话题的时候，常常使我们感到非常兴奋，对不对？
Now finally we have a time, we have a resource to go everywhere that we like to go.
因为到那个时候，我们就有了时间了，我们也有钱足够使我们去我们想要去的地方去度假。
And as we talk, suddenly we felt that we talk like one without master.
我们在那个时候讲的过程中突然意识到一件事情我们这样讲这样的话的时候好像我们并没有一个主人
We talk like we're a free man
我们好像我们每一个人都是个自由的人想做啥自由的人
Whatever we want to do we can do
我们想做什么就做什么
And this feeling is very strong that you know we actually have a master
这个感觉突然在我们的心里面是这样的强力我们意识到我们有一个主
We need to ask our master.
我们必须要来问主要做什么。
If whatever plan he has for us after we retire.
当我们退休以后，他对我们的计划是什么
？So this is the main concept of this word.
这就是这个仆人这个地方这个仆人的原来的意思。
And also it carries a household with this word.
而且这个仆人乃是带着后面带着一个家的概念。
So we, you know, God's household that is the church.
那么这个家就是指神的家是教会
So this word tells us that everyone should serve in the church
这句话这个字乃是告诉我们每一个人都应该教会中来服侍神
And because God wants to build his house
因为神要把他的家建立起来
And to be a spiritual house dwelling place that he can live in the Holy Spirit
成为一个属灵的灵宫使神可以居住在其中
And sometimes we ask the brothers and sisters, what is the church?
有时候我们问弟兄姊妹，教会究竟是什么？
Some brothers and sisters the answer, oh, the all brothers and sisters who are saved come together to meet.
有的弟兄姊妹这样说，当所有的得救的弟兄姊妹聚集在一起的时候，就是教会。
This description is true, but only half true.
这样的说法是对的，但是只是对了一半。
It's like a building house. You gather all the materials in one place.
就好像你在建造一个房屋，把所有的材料都堆积在一起了。
You clean up the site and you put all these material which are away. These are there all over place. Maybe very neatly. Here's lumber and there's the stone or the gravels. Other place maybe plastic, whatever.
就像你在建造房屋的时候，你把工地都准备好了，各种材料都摆放整齐，要准备建造。
So gather together doesn't mean a church.
你把这些材料收集起来，并不等于这个房子已经建造好了。
Because it has to be built together.
你必须要把它们建筑在一起才行。
All the material have to be cut in a certain size.
每一个材料都必须要切到一个合适的样式和位置。
So that's why we need to serve in the church.To be dealt with by the Holy Spirit, in order for us to be built up.
所以我们每一个人都必须要被圣灵所对付，使我们可以被建造起来。
So service in the church is very important.
所以在教会里面的服事是一个非常重要的事情。
And there's another word that we need to meditate on this verse.
还有一个字我们需要在这些经文里边再来详细思考的。
It says it's the word unreasonable.
就是
word unreasonable.Also to those who are unreasonable.
Oh, 就是那个乖僻的。
Now, these words translate in a different words in different translations.
当然这个字在各个不同的版本圣经翻译版本里边有不同的翻译方法。
Some translate it as unjust.
有的翻译成为一个不公正的。
So, those masters who are unjust.
或者这个主人他是不公正的。
And some translation, that harsh.
有的翻译乃是说讲得很严厉的。
So let's think about this unreasonable master.
那我们来先看看这个乖僻的，就是这个不合理的。
Of course, unreasonable masters create unreasonable circumstances for us.
所以一个不合理的主人，他所带来的事情就是不合理的。
Let's first look at God dealing with Israel in the desert, the incident that we just mentioned.
我们就先来看一下刚才我们所提到的当神把以色列人带出埃及来到旷野的那个故事。
For 3 days, they could not find water.
3天之久他们竟然没有找到水源。
Again, we mentioned that's the extreme limit of human body can take.
因为我们都知道那已经来到人被带到在这样的情况下被带到极限。
How unreasonable was that guidance?
看看这样的一个被带领是何等一个不合理的事情，对不对？
How unreasonable to push through these grandparents and young people, young toddlers through that experience.
竟然把那些年纪这么老迈的人，那些甚至还刚刚学会走路的人，把他们都带到这么一个非常苦难那个难处的极限的里面，这是件何等不合理的事，对不对？
From the eyes of this world, it is extreme unreasonable.
从这个世界的眼光来看，确实这是件极不合理的事带领。
And think about Peter.
再看看彼得。
When Jesus told him that how she could die to glorify the Lord.
当主耶稣告诉他将怎么样的死来荣耀神的时候，
Maybe in his heart, he also feel like it's kind of a unreasonable or unfair, at least to him.
所以也许在他心里面可能会有这样的概念，说这件事情好像是不太合理，不太公正嘛，不太公平嘛。
Because he turned to look at John.
所以他转眼就看到约翰。
And he said, what about this guy, this person?
那么就对主说，那他又怎么办呢？就这个人又怎么办呢？
Jesus said, mind your own business, follow me.
所以说你管好你自己的事吧，你来跟随我就够了。
So, you know, the unreasonable things to us is a big deal.
所以看起来不合理的事情是一件非常重要的事。
And God wants us to submit to that kind of masters, that kind of circumstances.
神乃是要在一些情况里面要让我们学会顺服这样的不合理的老板。
Because God's ways are not just for us to follow ethical code.
神的道路不是让我们仅仅是要顺服一些好像道德上合理 看为正确的事。
Again, God's ways are higher than our ways.
因为神的道路高过我们的道路。
God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
神的意念高过我们的意念。
And as heavens are higher than the earth, so are the ways of the Lord and the thoughts of the Lord higher than our thoughts and our ways.
就像天高过地，同样神的道路和神的意念远远高过我们的道路，我们的意念。
And so let's think about this unreasonable circumstances God created among us.
就现在就让我们来思想一下，神在我们的中间所兴起来的各种不合理的事情。
Many times when we at work.
很多时候我们在工作的环境里面
We may find that our bosses are very unreasonable bosses.
我们常常会觉得我们的老板有做出一些非常无理的要求。
Their demands are often we feel like very unreasonable.
我常常觉得他对我们的要求达到非常不合理。
They kept laying off people.
他们常常无理的就让一些人被解雇了。
But at the same time, they ask us to do more.
然后呢，他让我们剩下的要做更多的。
Whenever we ask them when is the deadline for this task，
当我们问他什么时候你要我们做完呢
？Bosses often said， deadline was yesterday。
老板常常说，那个期限就是昨天就已经到了。
We're supposed to implement this， and we didn't， so deadline was supposed to be yesterday。
我们本来就应该把这个事情做好了的，所以。期限那个期限是昨天
，and what will happen to us? How we gonna react?
那么我们里面的反应是什么呢
？We felt like they are very unreasonable.
肯定我们会觉得他们是何等的无理。
We are treated very harshly.
我们被他这样无理的对待。
Or sometimes we felt we are treated unfairly.
我们实在是被不公平的受到这样的待遇。
Sometimes they promote someone that we felt that that person may not worthy to be promoted.
常常看到他们提升一些不值得提升的人。
Because of office politics, some people get promoted.
仅仅是就是有的人能够拍马屁。
And so we see that we encounter this circumstance, that kind of people every time you go to work.
所以我们常常会遇到这样的事情，我们在工作的过程中，对不对
？And if you're young, still in school, say how unreasonable our parents are.
如果你是个孩子的话，你常常是不是有这样的感觉？我们的父母亲是何等的无理，对不对
？Because parents sometimes take away our internet access.
父母亲常常不让我们上互联网。
Take away our account in the YouTube or whatever.
把我们不让我们上一些。一些网站。
So we think, oh, how can we study without the internet?
想想看，我们没有那个互联网，我们怎么也能够做事
？How can I relax without YouTube?
没有 YouTube， 没有 YouTube， 我们怎么样能够放松自己呢
？This is so unreasonable.
这个父母亲竟然如此无理。
I think we heard that from our youth quite a lot.If you have a youth at your family,
我们常常在我们的青少年中就听到这样的话语。如果你家里面有这样的孩子的话，你就知道。
And sometimes you feel like in the church, responsible brothers, elders, what they ask us to do is very unreasonable.
有时候我们觉得在教会里面一些负责的弟兄们，他们的要求是何等的不合理。
They are very harsh.
他们常常是严厉过头。
And we are treated unfairly.
我们实在是受了不公平的对待。
And on and on, we can see many things that around us, we feel this kind of unreasonable persons around us or unreasonable circumstances.
一而再，再而三，我们实在看到我们的周围环境里边各种的事情都是如此的不合理，如此的不公平。
So, but the Lord's requirement for each one of us is to be submissive to this.People or to these circumstances.
但是神对我们每一个人的要求，乃是要让我们在这种环境的里面，在这种人的周围，都要顺服下来。
It is a requirement because God gave us tremendous grace already.
因为神已经给我们极大的恩典来这样做。
And God knows we can do it.
神知道我们能够做得到。
Because the Lord Jesus already opened for us that.The blessing in the heavens.
因为主耶稣已经把天上的恩典祝福给了我们，完全给了我们。
God would never ask us to do something that He hasn't already provided the grace for us.
神绝不让我们做一些他没有为我们已经做好了预备的事情。
So Peter gives us four reasons in this text.
彼得在这里告诉我们四个原因，为什么
？The first, he said this in the 19.
第十九节。
It says, for the sake of conscience toward God.
乃是要让我们为着良心的缘故对得住神。
And he says, now we're going to read the whole verse. For this finds favor if for the sake of the conscience toward God, a person bears up under sorrows when suffering unjustly.
倘若人若叫良心对得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。
So here, first reason is our conscience toward God.
首先，第一个原因乃是指我们的良心要对得住神。
Because our conscience is not only to judge us morally if we're, what we're going to do is right or wrong.
因为良心不光光是要让我们自己来判断这件事情是对和错。
For Christians, he also judges us if we obey God's will or not.
对基督徒来说，良心呢是要让要告诉我们，我们是不是来顺服神。
So, Bible tells us this very clear. We find out what God's will is through our mind.
我们的圣经告诉我们，我们乃是借着我们的心思，我们明白神的意志。
In a Paul in Romans chapter 12, it tells us.
因为保罗在罗马书第十二章这样跟我们讲。
Chapter verse 2, it says, "Do not be conformed to this world."
第二节他说，不要效法这个世界。
Rather be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
乃是我们要心意更新而变化。
So that we may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect word of God.
使我们能够明白神善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
So through our renewed mind, we'll understand God's will.
也就是说，借着我们所更新的心思意念，能够明白神的旨意。
But now, our conscience will judge us if we know God's will and we don't carry it out.
然后这个时候良心就起到它当起的作用，它要来告诉我们，我们是否是顺从了神的这个旨意。
Because God's will for us under this unreasonable masters to obey, to give him all the respect.
因为神的旨意清楚地告诉我们，如果我们见到这样一个不合理的老板的话，我们就是要顺服在他的下面。
And if we don't do it, our conscience will tell us, will judge us.
如果我们不这样做的话，我们的良心就会告诉我们，就会论，就会审判我们。
So my prayer from today is that we may all listen to our conscience toward God.
所以我今天我自己的祷告就是，巴不得我们每一个人都要来听我们良心在我们心里边对我们的责备。
We know that through our experience, we know sometimes that when we don't do God's will, our conscience will keep telling us.
我们都知道，在我们日常的经历里面，如果我们不顺服神的旨意的话，那么我们的良心就会不断的来提醒我们。
I'll give you one of my experience.
我来举一个我自己个人的例子。
Once upon a time, I had this garage with another brother.
很久很久以前，我给一个弟兄有一个争执。
And whenever I read the Bible, this phrase kept coming to my mind.
任何时候我一读圣经，有一个经文就会跳在我的眼前。
It is love one another.
就是要彼此相爱。
Whenever I read my Bible, my conscience bothers me with this verse.
一翻开圣经我的良心就借着这句话来责备我。
It's not only love one another, it's Peter's word. It says love one another fervently.
不光是要彼此相爱，而且用彼得的话来讲，乃是要彼此热烈的相爱。
So I was very bothered by this. Why it kept coming to me? It reminded me that I need to love this brother.
我就心里边特别受到困扰。为什么就因在爱弟兄这件事情上就一直难过不去。
So I kept telling Lord, I said, you know, I couldn't do it.
我就给主说，我说主啊，我实在做不到。
Even I tried, but I couldn't.
即使我已经努力了，但是我发觉还是没办法做得到。
So I said, Lord, if you really want me to do it, you have to give me grace.
所以我就对主说，主啊，如果你真的要我做的话，你得给我恩典。
So every time when I read the Bible, this keep coming to me that this verse.
所以每一次我读圣经的时候，这些经文总是跳在我的脑海里面。
And it's been for almost a year.
而且有一年之久都是这样的。
And when winter comes, we had a winter retreat.
我记得有一年冬天，我们到了冬天的退休会。
And we have four of students enrolled to that winter retreat.
那么我们有四个弟兄一同的在那个退休会里。
And this brother, one of the brothers who would go to the retreat.
那么四个人中的一个就是那个弟兄，跟我们一起去退休会。
After I found out, I really prayed.
当我发现他也要跟着去，他也要去的时候，我就 迫切的祷告。
Because we're not only going to share the ride for four hours, five hours, but also we're going to room together.
我们不光是一同的在路上要一起开坐同一个车五个多小时，而且我们还睡同一个房间。
So I said, Lord, if you want me to love this brother, then you have to do it during this ride.
我就跟主祷告说，主啊，如果你要让我学习爱这个弟兄的话，你就让我在我去的路上来克服这个困难。
Otherwise, this retreat is going to be the most miserable experience for me.
否则的话，这个退休会将成为我最难受的。
So I ask God to change my heart and change His heart.
我就跟神祷告说，神求神改变我的心，也改变他的心。
So, and that's what happened. That Lord very strangely, wonderfully, that when we got on the car, somehow the God, by God's doing.We felt like nothing ever happened between us.
所以借着神的恩典，我们确实就经历到，当我们一起还没有上车，一上车的时候，我们两个人之间的间隔就消除了。
Not only that, we love each other more than before.
而且不光如此，我们两个之间的爱超过了过去。
So Holy Spirit through our conscience speak to us constantly if we ignore God's command, God's will.
所以圣灵乃是不断的来提醒我们，我们在当如果我们一旦忽略了神的话语的时候，神的旨意的时候，他就要不断提醒我们。
Sometimes God through the whole, my conscience keep telling me to visit a friend or brother.
有时候圣灵乃是借着我们的良心告诉我们，当去探访一些弟兄和姊妹了。
And I know God wanted me to do, but I really yes, because I'm very shy, believe it or not.So it's very hard for me to talk to a stranger or a brown sister, to bother brown sister.
要知道我是很害羞的人，要跟弟兄姊妹讲话是有时候是感觉到难为情的事情。
So I pray, every time I pray, God says, visit this brother or visit this friend.
所以每一次当神告诉我说要去探访一些弟兄或者姊妹的时候，我一直在神的面前总是要迫切的祷告。
But if I don't do that, I know the Holy Spirit,Continue to prompt us through my conscience.
如果我不这样说的话，圣灵会借着在我的良心里面不断的来责备我。
So we know that for the sake of conscience toward God,
所以我们看到为着良心对得住神的缘故
，we need to obey and not only obey from the service, but really show our respect from our heart.
我们不光是要来顺服，在表面上做的事情上能够顺服，而且要从心底里面顺服。
And this is the grace of God.
这就是神的恩典。
Not to maintain the outside, outward respect, but speak yearly from their back.
不光是在外表上要显出我们能够顺服，能够尊敬别人，而且就是在背后，我们的心里边，我们都要这样做。
Yeah, so there are bosses, our parents, our responsible brothers, the leaders, the What have you that we need to show the respect from our heart?
我们乃是要从心里面来顺服，来尊敬那些，不管是我们的老板、我们的父母亲，还是教会里边的一些做带领的。
If we don't do it,
如果我们不这样做，如果不是从心里这样做
，then Holy Spirit, our conscience will not be quiet.
那么我们良心，圣灵在我们的良心里边就不会啊停止责备我们。
So here it says.That a person bears up under sorrows when suffering unjustly.
这来自讲到说，就要忍受那个冤屈的苦楚。
Here is a perfect picture of bearing the cross.
这来自讲到一个十字架那个完美的图画。
So in NASB translation, it says this: a person bears up under sorrows.
那么在美国版的翻译的里边乃是讲到说人是在苦难的下面来背起
So it's a sorrow become a burden and you bear it up under
就是讲到这个冤屈啊就像一个很大的重担你压在你的上面你把它背负起来
It is a picture of the crossYou are taking up the cross on your shoulder and follow the Lord.
这不正是像一幅十字架的图画，我们背在十字架，背在我们的肩上，来 跟随主。
I believe that Peter chose this word here to tell us the lesson of the cross.
我相信彼得用这样的词的意思就是要让我们看到这个十字架。
A person bears up under sorrow when suffering unjustly.
人乃是背起那个冤屈的苦楚来跟随。
So if you suffer unjustly, but because we're willing to obey God's will, and we suffer through it, suffer through the sorrows and pains, that's we are taking up our cross, following the Lord.
如果我们为了神的缘故，我们愿意来背负这个十字架来跟随主，这就是十字架。
And second reason is for the glory.
那么第二个原因乃是讲到荣耀。
In the verse 20, it says, "What glory is there?" Some translation says credit, but in the original language, it's glory.
这儿讲到说有什么可夸的呢？可夸这个字的原文的意思就是荣耀。
If when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience. But if when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God.
当我们因为犯罪受责打能忍耐，这个没有什么荣耀可夸的事情。但是如果我们是因行善受苦能忍耐，这在神的眼里就值得可喜了。
So, suffering through this unreasonable treatment is to bring glory to the Lord.
当我们愿意来忍受这个苦难，背负这个苦难的时候，这个不合理的苦难的时候，就我们就能够把荣耀带给神。
It's about the glory. So if we did something wrong and we're punished, we patiently endure it, Bible said, what glory is that? It's supposed to be. You deserve it.
因为按照圣经说吧，如果我们只是做错一些事情而受到责罚的话，这个确实谈不上有什么可夸的事情，没有什么荣耀可言。
But if we do what is right and suffer for it and endure it, there's a glory in it.
但是如果我们做的事情是对的，我们还忍受这个苦难的话，那么这件事情就值得可夸，就是能够把荣耀归给带给神。
So again, it's not a moral teaching.
这里讲的不是一个所谓的道德上的事情而已。
It is about glory and about the glory of the Lord.
这乃讲到是荣耀，而这个荣耀乃是神的荣耀。
And the third reason it tells us is this.
第三个原因是这样的。
In 21,
第二十一节。
For you have been called for this purpose.
乃就是我们乃是蒙召这样做。
We are saved for this purpose.
我们就得救也是为了这个缘故。
See, brothers and sisters, we need to understand the purpose of salvation.
我们弟兄姊妹们，我们必须要来再次认识我们被救赎的目的是什么。
We are not saved because God wants us to be saved from the eternal damnation in the hell.
我们蒙恩得救不仅仅是为了让我们从那个地狱里边被救赎出来而已。
It is very glorious salvation in that regard, but compared to all the intentions that God has for us, it is just a small part.
尽管这件事情是一件何等荣耀的一个大的救赎，但是在神的整个计划里边，这仍然是一件非常小的事。
So we need to understand what the purpose of salvation.
我们实在需要来认识救恩的目的究竟是什么。
Because before I became believers,I really appreciate a saying from a philosopher.
我记得没有信主以前，我特别喜欢一个哲学家讲的一句话。
He said, "If you give a person a why, W-Y-H, he can endure anyhow."
他是这样讲的：如果你能跟一个人为什么要这样行，那么他就一定能够忍受得了。这个如何去行任何的苦难？
如果你给人目的，他能够忍受任何苦难。
当 if you give the person why and he will endure how.
So that's why understanding the purpose is very important.
所以如果我们真是明白这个目的的话，这是极其重要的事。
Understand the purpose of suffering.
如果我们明白这个苦难的目的
because it will give us grace to endure any suffering.
那么我们就能够得到恩典去经历这个苦难。
I think it is true to me and it is true to you.
相信这我是正确的，对你也是同样如此。
When I was in a severe depression for 2 years,
我记得我当我有两年之久，我一直在一种很忧郁的状态里面。
And I got out of that because all of a sudden I found in Bible the purpose for my suffering.
我从里面出来了，我突然发现了这个圣经告诉我苦难的目的是什么。
And telling me the purpose of all this unfairness that, you know, I saw at the time happened to me.
我实在是看到我那段时间所受到的不公正的待遇，那个背后的那个目的是什么。
And this is a fourth reason.
第四个原因。
It says in the 21, the second half, it says, For Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example.For you to follow in his steps.
在第二十一节的后半部分，因基督为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样。
So this example from the Lord, the word example means the underwriting.
那么这个榜样的意思就是表示说他 underwriting 就表示他是榜样。
If you're Chinese, you may know you studied the Chinese calligraphy.
我们都知道
书法。
OK, 我们都知道。我们是中国人，我们都明白，就是当我们在写书法的时候
，That's we have this master's calligraphy, written by a master.
我们会看到有这个书法家所写的非常美的那个字体。
And we put under a paper, sheet of paper. That's very transparent.
然后我们就放在一个透明的纸的下面盖住。
And then we use that pen to just follow that what is on the paper.
然后呢，我们就比在这个透明的这个纸上照着模子画样。
And we just follow the one master's, you know, the letters, right? So that's exact the word is example here.
那书法家画的方式，我们就照模画样画下来。那么这就是在这句话里边所讲的意思。
So he told us that the Lord Jesus is our example, so we can follow his steps. That's the grace of God.
那这实在是神的恩典，因为耶稣为我们受过苦，我们就要来学习效法他的。
It's not only from outside,
不是光是从外面来效法。
It is because God gave us His life to us.
因为神已经把生命放在我们的里面了。
This life wants to glorify the Lord at all costs.
这个生命乃是要来彰显神的荣耀，不管付出什么代价。
So if you don't have Lord's life in you,
如果你没有神生命在你的里面的话。
At the best,
最多不过
you will not be perfect as God wanted.
你绝不会像神所要求的那样达到完美的程度。
So here you have to have God, Lord's life and then follow His footsteps.
所以我们必须要首先有主的生命，然后我们来效法他。
So he said he committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth.
他说他完全没有罪，口里也没有诡诈。
Meaning that Lord Jesus Himself does not deserve all the suffering that He had.
实在是告诉我们，主所受的苦难是他不该受的。
If there was suffering that we should take it.
如果我们来受苦难的话
，We deserve it.
我们是
Because we're all sinners.
因为我们每个人都是罪的。
But most unjust thing ever happened in this universe is what we did to the Lord Jesus.
在这个宇宙中最不合理的事情就是我们人对主耶稣所犯下的罪。
But how Lord responded to that?
但是主是怎么样来回应的呢
？He says, while being reviled, he did not revile in return.
他被骂不还口，受害不是微笑的话。
What does it mean by while being reviled, he did not revile in return?
他什么是被骂不还口，不是微笑的话呢
？It is so easy for us.Today, the world tells us, and through our experience, we know when people try to get ahead of you, get on top of you, they will use their voice and speak very loud.
我们都知道这个世界上是很普遍的事情。当有的人想要站在你的头上，要欺负你的时候，他说话总是这样大声，好像是要压在你的下面。
So in the meetings, in the even church meetings, unfortunately, that's the case. That whoever speak loud and forceful, eventually at the end of the day, you win the case.
常常在各样的会议中我们就看到这样的情形，有时候在教会中也可能看得到，当谁的声音是最大的，好像他就得胜了。
And, but Lord Jesus here does not do that.
但是主耶稣在这儿却不是这样做的。
He said he did not revile in return.
他并被骂他不还口。
Because the, if we, based on the worldly standard, if we want to be, not to be defeated, then we have to yell back louder.
因为按照世界人的习惯，当我们被骂的时候，我们肯定会用更大的话语来还回去。有时候在弟兄姊妹中，我们也能看到，对不对
？Deeply rooted in our heart，
这乃是我们人性的根源。
If we don't talk back, people gonna treat us as doormat。
如果我们要不回应回答的话，我们就会像那个门口那个鞋垫那个鞋垫。
We have that concept from this world.
我们每个人根深蒂固都有这个世界上的
东西在里面。So we have to talk back louder.
我们必须要还口，而且还得更大声。
But that's not the way of the cross.
但这绝不是十字架的道路。
Just because Jesus, when he was reviled, he didn't say a word.
他被骂不还口，这就是主耶稣。
While suffering, he uttered no threats.
受害的时候，他也不说威吓的话。
Oftentimes we suffer and we say, you know what? One day I'm going to come back and get revenge.
有时候我们这些人在受苦难的时候，我们常常会说，总有一天我会报复回来。
Okay, so you treat me like this, boss. I'm going to quit. I'm going to start a new company. One day I'm waiting for you to back at my feet for the job.
我说，老板，你既然是对我是如此这样对待我，我就会那个辞职，然后我会重新开这个公司。来把你给压住。
Even though we don't say it,
其实我们心我们嘴上没有说出来。
In our heart, that's our attitude to change jobs.
至少在我们的心里边，肯定是我们的态度，我们一定要辞职。
Or start a company.
或者说开始自己的公司。
We try to get revenge.
使我们可以报复那个人。
While suffering, he uttered no threats. That's the Lord Jesus' way.
主耶稣的道路就是受害，不是威吓的话。
But kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously.
只将自己交托了按公义审判人的主。
So the reason the Lord Jesus has strength resources to do that because he entrusts himself to him who judges righteously.
我们的主有这样大的力量能够来承受这一切，乃是他知道他把这一切都交托给。
In another word, Lord Jesus.Believe in his father.
换句话说，我们的主耶稣他相信他的父神。
Lord Jesus has faith in his father.
我们的主把他的完全的信心寄托在我们父的身上。
His father will judge righteously.
他的父会公正的审判的。
That matters.
为这个缘故。
All others doesn't matter to him.
不管。所以说对他来说什么事情都无所谓。
So 24 tells us not only he suffered the grave and pains, but also he bore our sins in his body on the cross.
不光是他被骂被那个忍受一切的苦难，而且他被挂在十字架上亲自担当了我们的罪。
So that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, by his wounds we are healed.
所以我们可以在罪上死在义上活。
So this is again, it's a grace of God.
这都是神的恩典。
Currently, he says, "For by his wounds ye are healed; we are healed."
他这实在是讲到，因着他受的那些鞭伤，我们就得了医治。
So we receive this grace to follow the Lord, taking up a cross.
所以我们实在是领受了这个恩典，让我们也背起十字架来跟随他。
So the cross, taking up the cross, is the first half.
背起十字架还只是第一个部分。
And Holy Spirit will put us to death.
圣灵会把我们致死在十字架上。
And Holy Spirit will raise us up.
然后又把我们从中复活过
来。Let us truly experience a new life.
让我们真实的经历那个复活的大。
So new life is not the theory or rhetoric.
这个复活的生命不是一个简单的道理而已。
It is true in your life.
这乃是在我们的生命里边是个何等真实的事。
So, how many of us really want to experience this true life?
我们中间有多少的人愿意来经历这个复活、这个真实的生命呢
？The only way is taking up your cross to follow the Lord today.
唯一的办法就是背起十字架，今天来跟随我们。
During the retreat, that Brother Lance said, if you decided to follow the Lord, taking up your cross, deny yourself, you're going to see things happen in 1 hour.
南北的弟兄在最近的退休会上这样说，他说如果我们真是愿意背起十字架来经历这个死，在一个小时之内我们就能经历神迹。
You experience the opportunity for you to die to yourself, to deny yourself.
你会经历到那个否定自己，来向自己死这样一个机会。
So may God have mercy to all of us.
愿主恩典那个怜悯我们每一个人。
If you feel empty in your heart, even you are Christian.
如果我们心是空空的话，即使你是基督徒。
Like I had way back many years ago.
就像我在几年前我所经历的那样一样。
Like another sister put it, sometimes we regret to be a Christian.
就像一个姊妹所形容的那个情形，好像我们某些时候我们都会觉得后悔我们是基督徒。
Then you need to really understand what is missing in your life.
那我们实在就需要来真正的认识究竟我们的生命中什么东西缺了。
Because we need to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow the Lord daily.
我们乃是要否定自己，我们背起十字架，天天的来跟随。
Because Lord Jesus says, if you save your life, you save yourself life, you'll lose it.
因为主耶稣实在告诉我们，如果我们要得着我们个人的自己的生命，就必然要丧失。
But for my sake, for the gospel's sake, if you lose it, you'll gain it.
但是为了我的缘故，为了福音的缘故，你放弃了你的生命，你就会得到你的生命。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
让我们低头一点祷告。
Father God, we come to you to ask for your grace.
亲爱的父神，我们来到你的面前，求你赐恩给我们。
When our Lord Jesus has already died for us,
因为主耶稣已经为我们而死，
and He has been raised for us,
也为我们而复活，
we know we receive this grace, in His name.
我们乃是借着他的名得受了接受了这个恩典。
And Lord Jesus is our peace and is our healing.
我们的主乃是我们的恩，乃是我们的救恩，乃是我们的医治。
Father, may you turn our eyes to the Lord Jesus.
主啊，求你让我们的眼睛能够转向，定睛在主的身上。
Turn our eyes away from anything else.
使我们的眼转离世上任何事情。
Facing on the Lord Jesus Himself.
乃是面朝向我们的主耶稣。
So that we can learn this lesson and follow His steps to take up our cross to follow Him.
我们可以学习这个功课，来背起十字架来跟随他。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.